The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
At in studio with me is Miss Allison Sinclair Wong Wai. And from the brief conversation I'm hearing so far, that she is into arts, writing, poetry, etc. And today we're talking about her book, Alona.
Parades
as a naked dream. For some reason I saw Spanish. I don't know why.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
Parades.
So welcome. How are you?
I am fine. I am happy and alive.
Good. So let me just get this mic a little closer to you. Mm-hmm. Or should we try this one?
Yes, is that good?
Yes, come a little closer. Yeah, all right, good. All right. So let's see. Okay, so Miss Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself, which part of the country you're from, your journeys. Tell me a little bit about you.
Wow. I'm originally from Deep South, San Fernando, then Pinal, and then when I finished my O-levels, I took up my first appointment at Providence Girls. Mm-hmm. So I have lived North, West, East, and South, and I'm living in Cunaripo, which is out on the outskirts of Sandy Grande at present. Mm-hmm. So here's where I built my home.
Well, you see, I'm now hearing there is a place called
Cunaripo.
Cunaripo.
It's on Iguaico Tamana Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see, I mean, when you think you know your country, then another strange place comes up. So tell me a little bit about your life in Sandy Grande. I don't want to pronounce the name of the place incorrectly. So say it one more time.
Sandy Grande is quite an interesting town. I feel it is developing now. And, and there's a lot of potential for it if it's connected to Toco and even perhaps Tobago eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it as very promising. The people are very friendly. And I thought I wouldn't be able to get a lot of things in Grande, but I soon realized that since I've been living there, since about 10 years now, I am really pleased with what I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping for much better times
ahead
in Sandy Grande.
Hint, hint, representatives listening. Anyway, so this story that you brought to us here today, it says at the back that it's in the wake of a coup d'etat and a deadly virus, five college students, 5-0, along with their young female leader, strive to make a positive impact on their island, Triki. The journey causes physical pain and emotional growth as they face the challenges meted out to them in their quest for reformation, but more importantly, survival. Where's the inspiration come from for this book?
I can't tell you there's one single inspiration, mm-hmm. but I know that my theater arts background was perhaps a driving factor behind this book, because the students are studying in a college in what I call Urbana, entertainment and amusement technologies, which include, we have five students, Akisha, who does dance, rhythm and movement, Tammy does fashion designing, Ziggy, music, Chutney, visual arts, and James, who is a foreigner, and he is coming to our country as a visitor. He's been filmmaking our country. I'm taking it to mean Triki, which is a fictional island, and of course it will be based on certain things that are happening in our island and even throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're able to talk about things that are happening in this reality, this island right now, but give it a fictional name so you could, you know, really get deep into it, but still, right. That's a writer's privilege.
Yes.
Now, before I started this, I did mention that, let me get the article again. It says that there is a move to launch an art inti. And I was asking, do you think that we need to do more for arts, writing, poetry, visual arts, dance? As a writer, what is your perspective on that?
Yes, I think a lot is still to be done. It's very difficult to get your book out there. I mean, you could write a book. Many people have written books. Mm-hmm. But in terms of marketing, in terms of advertising, in terms of people wanting to get hold of the book and actually purchasing it and reading it mm-hmm. and giving feedback, there's a big absence of that in our culture. I mean, people buy books and they buy books for school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where the literature is. Mm-hmm. But if you have a book that is interesting, and I think mine is very interesting, I hope I'm not being biased, but I say that because I know my husband, he's an avid reader and he reads Stephen King. And once on our holiday, I had the book and he started to read it and he said, you know, I'm not getting out of this room until I finish this book. So I assume it was gripping and he mm-hmm. enjoyed it as much as he would a Stephen King. So we need to really reach out. I know the libraries, Sandy Grande Library has reached out to me and made me an author of the month, and there was some traction there. People came, people talked, mm-hmm. but a lot more can be done in the schools in particular. Encourage students to appreciate reading, mm-hmm. And writers could really meet students and encourage them by sharing their books and their themes, mm-hmm. which is very relevant to what we're going through here now. My thing was the Kurukuru virus. I like call it the Kurukuru virus. The book was written during the COVID, mm-hmm. The first 6 months in 2021. I wrote this book, or it was just after COVID. And it inspired me because the students in the book were not able to go back out to school. They were studying abroad. And as it was a perfect timing for revolution as well, which was something that the Brown Beetle missionaries were planning for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity came and they were able to take over the country. And the whole thing is the leader, who was Jada, she encouraged the five students to go out into their land of Treaty, northwest, northeast, central, southwest, southeast, and find what is wrong with each part of the country and come back with solutions. So it basically traverses the country and makes solutions for that revolutionary government mm-hmm. to employ measures that will make it a better quality of life for everyone. Because again, it was based on, well, we have a class system here, what we call upper, middle, lower, and in the book is identified as rulers, middens, and poorans. So there's a lot of parallels. Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of being a reader myself, and then seeing books go to the screen. This book, Divergent. Yeah, it sounds similar. Yes. I love that trilogy, though. I love that kind of... Is it dystopian, is the word that we want to use?
You can say so, yes, because my daughter also writes, and she writes like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dystopian stories. I grew up on their books. Mm. It was what you mentioned, and others.
And Chrysalids is another book where you think about individuals who are set on, as you say, bringing solutions mm-hmm. to make a society realize and, you know, evolve as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you said, was it like, you said it was during COVID, so I was not going to say, were you out on the beach or somewhere to get this inspiration? But I guess we were confined at the time.
I did form a group. We had Manjurina and Cutie, my friend, two friends. We did trips out into the countryside mm-hmm. because you're still allowed to go up places, right? I think it had eased up the restrictions, mm-hmm. and we did trips throughout the country, taking notes, taking pictures, you know, and discussing the issues that this fictional Treaty mm-hmm. Had, and how, and even discussing solutions while we were mm-hmm. driving around.
And the thing is, we try not to give too much away from the book, you know? We mm-hmm. want you to come and get your copy. But I just wanted to quickly read an excerpt. I'm just choosing a page as I speak here to give an idea of what you see or what you can expect in the book. So I'm looking at chapter 7, Untold Stories, Tammy Central Tricky, mostly Iris with Mixos as well as CT was busy, left to their own devices, legally or illegally. They strived and thrived. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon when Tammy reached her destination in Central Tricky. It was a small cottage just on the outskirts of the main city in that division. Two bedrooms, one bath, comfy living area, and a charming kitchen. Sounds nice. And she had a time only to freshen up. She had time only to freshen up and have a cup of iced tea before two men from the military were to pick her up and take her on her first drive-through of the area. Right now, everything looked black and white, as she hadn't had the time to process anything since the meeting with Jada earlier this morning. She had just slipped into shorts, a t-shirt, and sandals when there was a knock at the door. Sure enough, two cheerful gentlemen greeted her. Both men were wearing jeans and polo shirts and not uniforms, as Jada instructed. Shane and Kevon, both of medium height and mixos. To them, she probably looked tiny and elf-like with her pale skin and blonde hair, but when she looked into their eyes, she shied away and quickly ushered her into the awaiting vehicle, which was metallic gray and understated. Jada particularly wanted their week stay there to be low-key and camouflage-ish. Interesting. One of the things that I noted, though, you're saying that these are young people, as in college students' mm-hmm. age. Was there a specific reason for that?
I don't know if it's because I've been teaching form sixes for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So I got into that group of young adults, mm-hmm. you know, teenagers, and their aspirations. Especially most of them who were the Medans and the Rulans aspiring to study abroad. And they were a mixture of races in the five of them. Mm-hmm. So that inspired me. My children also, my girls went to St. Joseph Convent in Port of Spain. So there were a variety of races we would meet up with and we would be friends with. So that is why that particular group must have been chosen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would think, too, it's their youth, and they haven't been jaded by life just yet.
No.
So they would, you know, go with that youthful energy without resistance to, I wonder if I should or if I shouldn't. That delay isn't there. Shouldn't I? You know that, yes. That kind of hesitancy before you actually do something that is kind of lost as you get older.
Yes, and the fact too that they were able to pursue what they really liked.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us didn't have that opportunity. I certainly didn't.
Mm.
So because of necessity, you go into an occupation that would pay
the bills.
Yeah. But they were able to. Two of them, I think, won scholarships. Siggy, who was from Levant Hill, mm-hmm. so he got a scholarship. He was able to do music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so basically, that's it. And they are following their dream, but then they were locked down with the coronavirus. They couldn't go back out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the revolution came, and they were given responsibilities to go there and find out how they can make their country their own. Own it, mm-hmm. which is something they never thought about, you know. So that for them was the thing about survival, you know, physical and emotional survival, being sheltered all their lives, and now being asked to see the country as it really is. And I think it's also an encouragement for young people to want to see, to want to do something positive,
mm-hmm.
and not run away from it, not think that everything abroad is good and here is.
And as it seems to be the turning of the tide now, where out there is giving so much trouble. Well, it's a bit uneasy, and mm-hmm. now everybody is looking to return home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to touch on it a little bit, the story with the deportees coming back to Trinidad. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they're really upset. If you really think about it, mm-hmm. you know, so much is going on in the first world countries. Mm-hmm. that is causing a lot of turmoil, it just might be, you know, in your best interest to come back home.
Maybe in your best interest to come back home, but what do you come back home to? So that's a question that is being asked in this novel. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is being addressed to is the elderly folks and what we do with them, because a lot of times we just dispose of them. They're old. What are we doing with them? They're useless, you know. But we could engage them more in our operations and helping young people. Mm-hmm. So the arts has always been for me an outlet. Theatre, I did get a scholarship to do theatre arts, and I pursued it at the Creative Arts Center in UWE. Mm-hmm. It was for me a real eye-opener. Something that grounded me and got me involved in a lot of different people, especially with my students at Drama Festival, taking them in, the ones that were rebellious, the ones who couldn't read, the ones who just didn't know what to do with their lives, and it gave them some sense of fulfillment.
And stability as well. Yeah. Well, when we come back, we could talk about how you utilized arts in that way to change lives, and probably hint on one or two solutions that the girls and boys came up with in the book.
All right.
We'll be right back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. We're inside the Human Impact. And in studio, I have the lovely Alison Sinclair Wong-Wai, who is an author. And we're speaking about her book, Alona Parades a Naked Dream. This is the story of the journey that causes physical pain and emotional growth as they face the challenges meted out to them in their quest for reformation, but more importantly, survival. Five college students who have been given the overwhelming task, to rebuild a country after a very contagious disease. So the author is here. And before the break, we just slightly touched on, you know, the use of arts and the creative side of life to save individuals. So you could tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, for me, education was always my basis for everything. And I would see criminality and things in the country, and tricky especially, emanating from a lack of proper diverse education. What we have is in the land of tricky in the book is more appreciation for the schools that most of the midlands and rulers attend. But the lower group in the society, the poorans, are not exposed to that high academic standing, and as a result may feel alienated. The thing about it is in the book it encourages providing skills, training for people who are not very academic, who are hands-on, and not just providing the skills, but marketing it and advertising it and communicating to the people in the country as a whole that our value system needs to be reassessed, and we're not supposed to be just pushing up one group of people as leaders in our own right. And there are people in different categories who may not be able to like just regurgitate an SEA and get full marks, but who are very resourceful and resilient, and who could come up with ideas that are more appropriate to our culture or environment. So a lot of it is dealing with education, revamping of education, also taking farmers and people in the rural areas, they produce, they have all this produce and they have no real export of it, you know, for the people in the power to reach out to them and get them to sell their stuff. So it's a lot about networking and communicating and bridging the gap in different generations, because at least three generations are presented in the book. The younger one, the middle group with Jada and her people, and then the older one who her leaders to Jada, has her right hand, Atiba and Khalil, two men who really studied the society and came up with ideas of how this particular society can work. because we are third world, we are, you know, Caribbean. We have to certainly use some of the things, yes, from the older worlds, but still create something that is efficient and effective. Mm-hmm. So,
and as you say, it gives an opportunity for young people, children who may not have had that opportunity to express themselves at home, give them a format to build their ideas and express it on a platform that is, I guess, you can reach to more ears and a bigger audience and create stories and solutions, as they say, like in this book, to get people thinking.
Yes, because each character, even while they were here in Tricky, understanding their society, their college in Urbana was forcing them to do projects here. Mm-hmm. And like, so they will come up, Ziggy came up with Calypso. Mm-hmm. He talked about his problems in Calypso, using Calypso. Even James, who was a foreigner, he was from Precon, he came up wanting to rap so, you know. Mm-hmm. So they had their Zoom meetings and they would be discussing what they're seeing every day and they would be putting it into an art form.
So, that just taken us back to a time when we couldn't really move about and we had to use Zoom. Now it's a tool that is used every day. Mm-hmm. You know, from necessity comes invention. Yeah,
and it's not bad at all. Mm-hmm.
So what would be the next step for Miss Wong Wai?
Well, Miss Wong Wai is doing screenplay right now. I have a writing group, people from abroad who are not here. We meet every Sunday and we're all doing screenplays right now. And mine is entitled Chambers of a Mind. Okay. And it is going to take us into the future. She designs cars. She manufactures cars, flying cars. So, you know, the world is going to be into private flying cars very soon. And there's a robotic element as well, a humanoid, Pablo, in my screenplay. And she meets up with him in the future. It's like, I don't know if you could say dystopian, whatever it is,
but
a hurricane throws her into the future. And she meets two other societies.
Wizard of Oz,
Metropolis and the Oasis. And it'll be interesting. I haven't designed those two spaces yet, but mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to showing the difference between the materialistic world that we now live in and something that can be more organic and naturalistic mm-hmm. in the Oasis.
How do you go through the process of developing your characters? What is that process like?
I haven't got a clue, but I think it emanated from family and friends. Because I have one cousin who is always behind me. I want to sit down with you, because I want to know who is who in that book. Mm. I'm seeing people in there. So they are seeing parallels. And it's only because they have striking characteristics of people who are friends and family, and even people in the media and people in the world, right? So it leaves you guessing. Mm-hmm. Who is this? Who is she talking about here?
The thing is, I appreciate the ability that writers have to build complete characters from the way they describe how they may drink a tea or the way they wear their clothes, or, you know, they could go from innocent to diabolical in two chapters. You know, it's amazing to see how characters develop, especially through struggles and, you know, character development.
How they transition. My husband always says that he's not married to one person, he's married to many people. So I guess
I think most men say that about women, so it's not just your husband alone.
All right, well, I hope I have been able to develop all of the characters in me.
Mm-hmm. And they come out when necessary, it seems.
Yes.
And so besides books, I see that you also write poetry. Yes, what is that about? And you did say that there's a book that you collaborated with.
Yes, poetry.
Yeah?
I started with poetry when I was working at Queen's Royal College. There was my fellow colleague was Asta Bishop. Mm-hmm. He's an artist, and he was watching me write poetry. And he said, can I read your poems? And I said, oh, gosh, they're kind of personal, you know. He said, I just want to get a feel it. So he read it and he said he wanted to do the artwork for it. Mm. And just to the side of me, there's another guy who unfortunately, he passed away last year. Kyle, he is very young. And he said, I want to be part of this. Mm-hmm. I have poems too. So we collaborated and we came up with Creative Juices. And, well, all of these books are available in Amazon. Mm-hmm. You just have to plug in my name, Alison Sinclair, one Y, or Alison, one Y. I think Creative Juices had just one Y. I had added Sinclair because it was my maiden name and a lot of people knew me by that name. But the poems were actually my frustrations, my daily frustrations as a teacher, as working where there's not enough freedom, there's not enough building. You know, there's just rotating but not really creating and building. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my poems came out of having to deal with obstacles there in education and bringing to life this with the artwork that Asa did. Mm-hmm. Made it a really profound piece of work. Again, it's available at Metropolitan Bookshop and Nigel Khan. And some copies are also available at Magdalena Grand.
Okay.
It's a place I like to visit.
Mm. Now, the thing is, you said that your script writing is in process. Yeah. Do you see yourself going to the big screen after the screenplay?
I don't think like that, although people always say, oh, you should think big and this and that.
Mm.
I think about getting out things that are in me, that disturbs me, mm-hmm. That wants me to show a different kind of light, a kind of feeling, kind of environment.
Mm.
If something good has to come out of it, I will welcome it, of course, but the pursuit isn't on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do, one of my writers, she does things for Hollywood, she does things for actors and actresses. She's really big, and she encourages me all the time to, you know, seek,
mm-hmm.
write more, publish, and
mm-hmm.
So we'll see where that leads, but I don't want to be pressured into it. I just mm-hmm. want to...
Just want it to flow naturally.
Yes.
Yeah, one day at a time.
One day.
All right. TNT going to take another short break. And when we come back, if you have any questions for Miss Wong, you can send it to 306-1065. And then we will step into future projects. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
You should watch Spellbound.
It's a game for kids like me.
We're really good at it.
Probably better than you.
It's on Mondays at 8.
Streaming live on Facebook and at cnc3.co.tt.
Reruns on Wednesdays at 4:25 p.m. and on Saturdays at 5 p.m.
Can you spell like these school children can? You've got to watch to find out.
On CNC3.
Brought to you by the Ministry of Planning, Economic Affairs and Development, Parrier Fuel Trading Company Limited, Redoxitos Plus, and thebesttoys.com.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Just 20 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. Wow, the first hour is almost up already. I tell you, time is flying. Mm-hmm. It flies indeed. So, Ms. Wong, I would like you to give some advice to young writers who are listening right now. You know, probably one lesson that you would have wanted to learn early out in your writing career that you could probably save them the heartbreak of learning.
I love this writing. You're like, you have to pursue it. You have to go after it. I started doing journalism since way back when in the Express with Mr. John. He was teaching me how to do journalism.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I flirted with journalism and writing for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But because of lack of, I don't know what it is, incentive, motivation, people around you, opportunities, I ended up with the teaching. And through the teaching, I was able to do some writing, but not all of it. Mm-hmm. If you want to write, you have to get in that field. Like right now, I'm working with writers abroad and
mm-hmm.
Really reaching out and seeing if I can get feedback, positive and creative feedback. And those are the things you have to look for. You can't think of like me, I was looking for stability. I had a family. I wanted to settle down and be there for them. Because at one time I was chief proofreader at Newsday, and I was coming home like 11, 12 in the night. Mm-hmm. I wasn't seeing my children. I was going out 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you have to know what you want, and you have to pursue it. Mm-hmm. I am happy now that my children are bigger, and they can take care of themselves, and now I can actually pursue it. But then again, I have another interest. I'm into gymming these days, so every day I'm behind those machines, and I have a personal trainer, Sid, who is always behind me to get it done. You know?
Listen,
get
it done. Something about exercise, yes. I cannot go a day. Anyhow, mm-hmm. But it is something that keeps the mind going as well. And I'm sure that you probably see some things that, you know, you pick up on in the gym for your characters in the book.
Yes, yeah? Yes. Especially the fact that many of us think about things, mm-hmm. but to act on it is very difficult. To put things in motion, mm-hmm. it's almost like each one of us need our own life coach, you know. Mm-hmm. Go for it, girl. Be consistent. Don't stop off. I know you're not feeling it, but get out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is. I get up and I wash my face and I put on my makeup and I dress in my gym clothes and I say, I'm going to do it.
Makeup and the gym don't really mix for me, but okay. And finally, for those who are wanting to meet you or talk to you as a mentor, are you willing to give out any contact, or where can they find you?
Sure, I am always there. I have taught in many schools. I taught at Knapp's Girls, QRC, Mount Hope Junior, and Fleeting Moments with theater. Mm-hmm. I did some theater arts teaching as well, but it wasn't very enjoyable because it's curriculum oriented and not mm-hmm. very spontaneous. Unless you're doing a show, then it becomes more creative and children fall more into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I am available. I guess I could give you my number, 391-2582, mm-hmm. if you want to contact me to talk to your school children. So I'm available, and I'm still struggling to write.
391-2582. All right, so anyone who's looking for that information can send a message to 3061065. And I would like to thank you so much for coming in today, Ms. Wong Wai, to talk to us about your writing journey. And TNT, if you're looking for another great book to, you know, take in, Alona Parades, A Naked Dream. This can be found on Amazon only?
Yeah, Amazon, mm-hmm. Nigel Khan, Metropolitan Bookstore, and Magdalena Grand, if you're holidaying it to be.
And you need something to read. All right. So TNT, we're going to close off this one.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.